Okay, so the 5-Minute Film Festival, the three videos I chose are listed here. The first one I want to talk about is expanding the teacher self-knowledge. So I really liked what this educator said about the teachers needing to know themselves before they're going to teach others, and to not teach with a mission or a preconceived set of ideas that you're trying to push out onto your classroom. You know, I think it is true as individuals, separate from teachers, I think we all have hidden bias that we don't even know that we have. And we're going through that smog of racism, as she talked about, where you don't see it, but you're affected by it. So understanding you and yourself as a teacher before you are teaching a class. The Danger of the Single Story was an excellent video. I really like that author. I've read one of her books. And I think what she's saying is absolutely and 100% true. And something that I hope I can develop in my own classroom is a sense of literary diversity. And that's not only in the mediums that we choose to look at, artwork, podcasts, the written word, but also in the diversity of the stories that we choose to examine. So it was funny how she talked about all her characters that she wrote about were white and blue eyes and played in the snow and ate apples, and she's from Africa. So, you know, her idea that when you're young, you're very impressionable as a child of thinking of, you know, what the rest of the world is. And she thought that since books were foreign and always had foreign people, that, you know, that her story couldn't apply there, that there was no one really telling her story. And she talked about Nikali, which is to be greater than another, and about how storytelling really envelops the idea of power. So there is that quote where, you know, history is written by the victor, and to see it from a different point of view completely changes the narrative in any story, to take it from that main character's point of view to another. So I liked this idea because I think it fostered for me the thought to look at a story from a different viewpoint. So even though something is told from the viewpoint of a female character, maybe we look at it from the male character, and a student would write that same chapter or paragraph in the male perspective or in the other character's perspective. The third video I liked was recognizing individual characters. And again, this kind of reiterated the idea of understanding the backgrounds of children and understanding them as individuals. So even if you teach in a specific district with a specific demographic, children still seek, and we all seek, that kind of need to be seen as an individual, as our own self. And so recognizing those individual characteristics when teaching is important for students, and is definitely an important aspect that I want to use when doing reading and writing instruction, specifically helping students to find their own literary voice. Not everyone writes the same or thinks about things the same, and I think that's the beauty of creation and what we can do as writers and you know, as educators, is that we're able to allow students this kind of open forum to develop their voice.